Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty. Meow. Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
Hello there.
This is Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, and we begin this installment with a programming note. Tomorrow, there will be a patron-only show. Tomorrow, a show just for patrons. So all of you who are patrons, you can expect an episode just for you. And if you'd like to become a patron and have access not only to the show we do tomorrow, but all of our patron shows and every show we've ever done since we built this city on rock and roll.
It's such a deal!
You know, it really is. You can get the details on that at nachoradio.com. If that's something you'd like to do, we certainly always do greatly appreciate it.
Beats the hell out of Fruit of the Month.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Fruit of the Month?
Fruit of the Month.
Do they send you exotic fruits, or is it like, I got apples?
I suppose it's both. It could be, oh, look at this, grapefruit. Or this month, it's white grapefruit. And now, this month, tangerines.
But are they? I mean, that seems silly to me.
It's a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fruit to get through. It's a big commitment.
All right, I'm looking here at the fruit company's Fruit of the Month Club. A combination of fresh fruit delivered right to your door. $24 a month.
Ooh, it's a lot of fruits.
Is it? Or is it just a lot of money? They have a lot of these for craft beer, and I've looked into this for craft beer, like cool craft beers that you can't get here.
Because
I think that'd be cool to have stuff that you can't get in stores for, you know, for entertaining purposes. And
why, is it illegal?
Well, just, you know, there's certain distributorships where, you know, you can only have...
You're blocking me.
Certain, you know, the beer that you get at stores, those breweries have made deals with the distributors to be able to have their beer there. I always like it when you have a beer that's not available, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I travel out of town, I like to get beers that I know I can't get here.
Would you be interested in Jelly of the Month Club?
No, that sounds horrific.
You don't think you can finish off a jar of jelly in a month?
I couldn't.
That's a big commitment.
Not in a year. Not in a year.
Not one jar of jelly in a year.
But when I look at these craft beer deals, one, half the time they say, sorry, your zip code doesn't qualify. And then the other time it's like, yeah, we'll do it, but it's like $40 for a six-pack of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of really good beer available here that I can get for $40, and it'd be much more than a six-pack.
You've already crunched the numbers.
Yeah.
You've taken a look at the price points and the margins.
You know, I'm a guy that likes to have fun, and I spend money maybe a little too freely, but even I have my limits. Dig what I'm saying? It's like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't know how these people are in business. I know that when I worked at Kelowna Brewing Company, we were very excited because we were selected by one of these Beer of the Month Club deals, and we had to get a lot of beer to them. And I seem to remember it was something of a hassle.
Now, was that when you were in the company vehicle flipping people off?
No, that was the last one. That was towards the end.
I remember that story. I remember that it was toward the end. And I have to assume that even if you didn't know at that time it was toward the end, your subconscious knew that it was toward the end.
You might be right.
Even if you hadn't made a decision,
Yeah. Your
subconscious had.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be doing this much longer.
You know what's hilarious is, so I left selling beer, and then I took a job selling advertising at Channel 8. And I remember when I got that job as a TV salesperson, I remember sitting my wife down after the first couple of days on the job and going, you know what, honey? I really see myself doing this for the next 20 to 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be great at it.
I bet she was very receptive to idea.
She tends to be. Yeah.
She was probably...
She's got my back. And plus, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I stopped selling beer was I was all over the place. I mean, I'd be in Cedar Rapids one day and then Iowa City the next. And
flipping people off.
Galena. No, that only happened one time.
And it was an old woman, wasn't it?
I loved it. Was, but she was asking for it.
Oh, well, I'm not saying that she didn't ask for it. She probably did.
In fact, I believe she flipped me off first.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and play the tape, but I remember her being a real see you next Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And she was yelling at her grandson that he should also be flipping me off.
Why aren't you flipping him off?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Because I honked the horn to suggest that maybe it's time to get going.
Go.
You had the right of way at a stop sign.
The next thing I know, she gets out of the car. She's on the windshield. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I flipped her off. I also turned on the wipers to try to get rid of her.
So then, yeah,
she was like the size of a bug.
I stopped selling beer because it was just too much time in the car, just driving around from one place to another. And then I stopped selling TV because, come on. What are we doing here?
It's a dead medium.
Well, this is the way it works in TV, too. I won't bore you too much with this, but the way TV works... Mm. Let's say there are haves and have-nots. No, let's say, well, to a degree, you're right. So let's say I sell Nacho Radio time on the TV station, right? Let's say it's like, okay, I'll 800 bucks, you'll get 3 or 4 commercials for that.
I'm not doing it.
Just walk.
I'm having a tough time with this pitch already.
It really...
Tough time with this pitch when we've got rates that are very reasonable.
No, for what people were paying me for like 5 commercials, mm-hmm. you could be on Nacho Radio for 6 months.
For eternity.
Yeah, and right. I want to be careful what I say there. But my point is this. So let's just say for the sake of the argument.
Eternity, 6 months.
Let's just say for the sake of the argument. I sell Nacho Radio schedule for $1,000, mm-hmm. and you'll get, that would probably get you maybe 8 or 9 commercials. Depending on where you want it. I mean, if you want it on during Judge Judy, I can get you a deal. Although Judge Judy's numbers are really good. If you wanted it on during Modern Family, mm-hmm. $1,000, I couldn't even get you on. It's not happening for one 30-second commercial. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. But the way TV works, and this is what I really struggled with. So let's say I do everything I'm supposed to do. I turn in the schedule. I got Nacho Radio, and I tell you, okay, you're going to be on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. You'll be on Thursday at 6 o'clock. I get it all plotted out.
I got bumped.
If somebody else comes in with more money, then your commercials don't run. And then you got to call.
It doesn't seem like
you got to call your client and go, yeah, no, someone with more money kicked you off.
It seems like a horrible practice.
And they've got these different tiers. So it's like, I sold them in at this tier, and then it's like, yeah, no, they got the word they use is preempted. So, okay, Nacho Radio's been preempted. You can schedule make goods. So then I got to call up the business and go, yeah, I took your money, and we've got the commercial done. It didn't air because somebody with more money pushed you off television.
But did you explain that to them up front?
Well, you have to.
I would think you would have to.
You have to, but then this is where things get even more dicey. With the 2018 elections coming up, mm-hmm. and especially in the state of Illinois, the gubernatorial race, mm-hmm. there was going to be so much money in political ads. And when it comes to political ads, these political people are like, we don't care what it costs, we want to be on. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of explaining, it might be all of your commercials don't see the light of day. So, it was time.
That's not our practice here.
It was time for me to stop doing that, and then I... had another opportunity that worked out nicely. But enough about me, Darren. Let's talk about you for a minute. River Bandits are not in town for all this stormy weather tonight. That's got to be good news for you.
Okay.
They're back on Saturday?
Nope, Monday.
When are they back? Boy, they're gone for a long time.
A week.
Seems like half the time this season you got nothing to do.
I would say that half the time we don't have games. Yes.
It seems like half the time there's no games going on.
That's true.
And then the other half of the time... you're working 19-hour days.
That's true. Not 19, but it can be...
they go into overtime, extra innings. Yeah, it's not many,
It can be 14 or 15.
How's the season going so far?
We're into May.
I'm ashamed to admit I haven't been to a game all season.
We are into May.
Yeah. How do you feel about May?
I like May.
I love this story. It's a story, it's got a little bit of a little something for everybody. It's one of these mad pooper stories. Somebody
people,
who
people are mad.
Somebody who defecates.
So they're not it's not an angry pooper.
Well, I don't know the reasons. We all have our reasons. I was talking with Jenna Morton, who used to work at Channel 8, and she was the one who covered the story of the Hampton pooper.
Did they ever catch that person?
I don't think they
ever
did.
Or that person just basically said, you know what, I've had my fun.
Well,
now is the time to cut my gains.
What I was told, and maybe I shouldn't be sharing this, but what I was told was...
They thought it was a variety of people?
No, they had a pretty good idea who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they didn't want to come down on the person.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say mad pooper, because I'm thinking, you know, like mad bomber. This is more like a mystery pooper.
Like mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery pooper.
Who's the mystery pooper?
Someone at a high school.
They could have a game called, as opposed to Clue,
mm-hmm.
It would be called Poo. And you have to figure out who the pooper is. I think it's the pooper. He's using a candlestick, and he poops in the conservatory.
Now, see, you're having fun. But what I want you to do next time you're at a store that sells board games is I want you to go in the aisle, and I want you to count, and you're going to need both hands, how many board games are about something pooping or farting.
Really?
Yeah.
Kids games.
Kids love poop games. Mm. Yeah. That's a huge, huge segment of that market right now. You think I'm kidding. I'm imploring you. Doesn't matter what store. If they sell board games, you're going to count at least two or three or maybe four or five board games that are like The Dog Took a Crap or mm-hmm. Who Clogged the Toilet or Poo. Simply Poo.
Yes.
Well, this high school, this is in New Jersey. They were dealing with human feces on or near the football field and on the track, and it wasn't a one-time deal.
Can't have it.
It was daily. On the daily, track coaches and staff at Holmdon High School were telling the district's resource officer they kept finding human crap on or near the football field and the track. So they set up something of a sting operation, right?
They got themselves a stakeout. They put a camera
yeah,
up there.
We got a mystery. We got a mystery pooper here. We got to figure out exactly
what's going on.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What's the matter with you guys?
Right. Thank you, George.
George would just go in his suit.
And frankly, the smell of that would be better than the glue in the suit.
It actually covered up.
Kind of counterbalanced it.
Covered up the smell of the glue. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it allowed him to actually do that job a few more years than he would have been able to.
So this is, again, a real situation. Every day, someone is taking a crap on the football field or on the track. Human being.
Where again?
This is in New Jersey.
Okay.
Aberdeen, New Jersey, right? So they set up a sting operation. They keep finding this feces being found on a daily basis. They set up a sting operation. And they were able to catch the guy that did it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, it's the superintendent of the schools.
Hmm.
Kenilworth
Schools. That might cost him a good paying job.
Oh, my God. This guy's mugshot, he's a 42-year-old superintendent of schools. And this guy's mugshot, you can see it on his face. His life is over.
Why was he doing it?
Why was he crapping on the football field on a daily basis? I don't know.
Just because he hates the kids that much?
That's what I think, you kids.
I am so tired of you kids. This would be a great job if it wasn't for you kids.
They started monitoring the area, and on Monday at 5:50 in the morning, they arrested
Wouldn't
him.
Wouldn't he have known that they were monitoring the area?
Well, you would think.
Wouldn't he have been the one who signed off on it?
You would think.
Maybe he did, and he still had to do it.
You would think. He has now had to take a paid leave of it. Oh, you want to see his mugshot? Yeah, this guy knows it's all over. That's Thomas Tragmaglini is the guy's name.
Looks like he might be bearing down right then.
It does look like it, too. Had to take a paid leave of absence from his $147,000 a year job.
How much
a year? $147,000 a year.
Not bad.
For a superintendent of schools there. And yeah, now he is... quite unemployed. Well, I mean, he's unpaid
Paid, though.
Paid for now.
Until they decide to stop doing that.
Leave can only be unpaid if a person is indicted or faces tenure charge, the district says. I don't know what that means. It's a state law, but... yeah, he's not answering any questions as to why he was taking poops on the field there, but...
that might be hard to explain to the wife.
So let me get this straight. Everything we worked for is over.
$147,000 a year!
We have at least three bathrooms in this house, and every day you're going and cramping on the football field. Every day!
And why is that? I just hate those kids so much.
Just the worst.
Fuck crying out loud.
They don't.
Holy man. What do you call that?
You should see the way they treat me, the way they look at me. I'm the superintendent of schools, and they just roll their eyes.
I'm here on business. You want to get into the top five
things?
Let's do it.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick. They have their bridal sale that's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Take advantage of their interest-free financing. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Of course, Mother's Day is coming up soon. That is happening on Sunday, May 13th.
Don't miss out. All right, you little mothers.
Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has a wide variety in all price ranges for great gifts for Mother's Day. And they love putting together the prettiest packages for the special people in your life. Their goal is to help find that little something that's going to knock mom's socks off. So check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. And when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's Fireworks, with two locations opening in June, one in Davenport and one in Milan. As a matter of fact, the one in Milan, located just south of Milan on Route 67, that's going to be happening. That's going to be opening on June 1st. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, world-class brand Showtime, and more. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. And the podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. But so much more. How about the capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw? It's absolutely delicious. You can get one today for lunch or dinner. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you're going to get quite a deal. You're going to get a medium sub, and they're only going to charge you for a small one.
I just got an email here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking to get the mulch fixed around my house. I haven't done it in a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I need new mulch.
Yes.
And you know, usually that's like a two-day chore for me.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all the mulch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking to see how much more would it be to have somebody else do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I go online and I look at things, and there's a thing where it's like, okay, click here to get a quote, and then here are other businesses that offer that service. Uh-huh. If you want quotes from those businesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, I guess that makes sense.
Why would you do that?
Well, why wouldn't I get quotes from more than one person?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying why would one business give quotes
well,
from somewhere else?
This was on...
or is this just like a helper
spot? Yeah, it's like a helper website.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So far I have one response,
mm-hmm.
and it's, we don't do mulch. Why would you bother us with your question about mulch?
But then why are you on the website?
That's what I'm saying.
Boy, this might be a tougher thing to get accomplished than you
I'm
think.
I'm going
to
end up just doing it myself.
So far it looks that way.
Yeah, which is fine with
so
me.
So far it looks
because I think a couple years ago I asked where, I usually get like two truckloads of the stuff, and I said, you know, what does it cost? And mm-hmm. they said, well, it'll be this much if you do it, and be this much if we did it. And I remember, I remember saying, "No, I'll be doing it."
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Quite
number one.
Number one.
Whoops!
Yeah, if anybody knows anybody that does mulch,
or anyone who likes to put it down,
yeah. And I'm looking for pros. Not,
I'll come mulch your house. I like Star Wars.
You're looking for pros. Like
projects,
like Billy Wanky, those kind of pros.
That's right, and I'm a pro. I'm a pro. You little mothers.
Number one.
One.
Time to put down some mulch, but first, good better.
Yeah, if you're in my backyard doing amyl nitrate, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh, I don't think I care as long as you get that mulch down.
Boy,
none of my business.
Look at how quick he is.
As long as you get that mulch down and don't have a heart attack while you're on my property.
Or have the heart attack when you're done.
Yeah, if you can have the heart attack like a couple days later, that'd be great.
Number one.
I don't want anything to do with your heart attack.
Scientists are keeping pig brains alive outside their bodies.
I don't know about that.
They say it could change the very definition of death. Researchers have restored circulation to the brains of decapitated pigs and kept the reanimated pig brains alive for as long as 36 hours.
People have some strange jobs. They really do.
Think of all the years you went to school. What are you doing right now?
Decapitating pigs and trying to keep their brains alive. I make $147,000 a year.
They saved...
And I might poop it all away.
They saved Pig Hitler's brain. Yeah, they say that this offers scientists a new way to study intact brains in the lab in stunning detail.
What's the name of this pig's brain? Abby? Abby what? Abby Normal?
It says it also launches a bizarre new possibility in life extension. That human brains could be kept on life support outside your body.
So that you're just a brain?
Yes! Work was described at a meeting of the National Institute of Health.
How would that be any better than being in a coma? If all that, your brain's still alive, but that's all you are?
Your brain in a jar. I mean, it's like Futurama.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have like a little speaker hooked up to the brain in the jar, and you could talk. You know, maybe that would be a thing. Just keep your brain alive, and you would be just a brain in a jar.
Nobody wants to talk to Brain Guy. Hey, I'm sitting here, and anybody? Sure is lonely in this jar.
That would be
awful.
Well, but what if they could put your brain in like a robot body? And then you would be a robot guy.
I have a friend who's planning on that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got a buddy who's always talking about having some sort of other skeleton that he'll be put in.
Mm-hmm. Like some sort of Terminator or something?
Yeah.
Yale University neuroscientists say that
it's his biggest dream.
They worked on a 100 and 200 pig brains that they got from a slaughterhouse, and they were able to restore the circulation to the brain using a system of pumps, heaters, and bags of artificial blood warmed to body temperature. There's no evidence that the disembodied pig brains regained consciousness, but they
Here's
do.
Hoping
yeah.
they
do. That was right. You're in pig heaven.
First of all,
and then the next thing you know, you're a brain in a jar. I was in like the muddiest. I was in like the muddiest place I've ever been in, and now it's all this.
Everything was going great. I was in a big pile of slop, and now I'm on a table. Oink.
That's not good for pigs. They say the brains may be damaged, but if the cells are alive, it is a living organ. So that's something they're working on, Darren.
Number two.
I'd rather poop on a football field.
Follow some jerk around.
Follow some jerk around cutting off pigs' heads.
Thank you, Jimmy Pierce, huh? NFL is going to change the kickoff rules to try and keep the play in the game. The kickoff.
Yes,
they want to get rid of the kickoff.
Because at one time they were taught maybe they're going to do this too. That you could do a fair catch or, no, not a fair catch. You could do a fair catch now on a kickoff if
yes,
you'd like.
If you so choose.
But what they were going to do
anyway,
is...
Anyway, and I always think when they do the fair catch, it's like, what are we paying you for?
Yeah. You go ahead. You're going to explain exactly how they're going to do this. But I've heard that they're... First of all, you're not going to have the running start.
Yes.
You're going to start... You're stationary. They're trying to turn it more into a punt, is what they're trying to do.
Yes. This is funny. I'm going to the Uncle Norm's...
Fireworks text line.
Yes. We just got a text. Somebody texting us the story about the superintendent who pooped on the football field. Clearly not somebody that listens live, but I like to know that we're on the same page. That we thought that was something that needed to be talked about.
And we did.
Yeah, right? The NFL's competition committee plans to make a proposal to team owners later on this month that would change the rules on kickoffs. Because injury concerns, they want to get rid of the play altogether.
But they don't want to do that.
Right. So now this proposal that they'll have out will include recommendations delivered by special teams coaches during a meeting at the NFL offices in Manhattan yesterday. The changes, if the owners like it, when they meet later this month in Atlanta, would take effect in the upcoming 2018 season.
So right away.
The proposal being formulated would ban players on the kicking team from getting a running start on their way downfield. It also would eliminate all forms of wedge blocking, where multiple blockers link together by the receiving team. It requires 8 of the 11 members of the receiving team to line up within 15 yards of the spot of the kickoff, and bars hitting within those 15 yards. It keeps players on the kicking team from going in motion pre-kick.
Right.
They say, again, this is all about safe.
So basically what you would have is both teams, the defenders, the defense, and, or the kicking team and the kick return team, kind of running down the field together.
That makes sense, I suppose.
Along the same way you would with a punt.
Now, the college rule, the new college rule, allows the receiving team to get a touchback for a fair catch if you're anywhere inside your own 25.
You don't have to catch it in the end zone.
Right. They're not considering that.
They're not doing that.
That's not on the table for the NFL. It would not include the proposal made by NFL special team coaches that a touchback on a kickoff would be placed at the 20-yard line rather than the 25 if the football goes through the uprights on the kickoff. That was designed to encourage the teams to kick the ball deep into the end zone rather than drop high, short kickoffs inside the 5-yard line, but short of the goal line, because you want to pin them back there.
Yes.
And they're saying that maybe that's where some of the problems are happening. Eh, they'll get it figured out.
Here's hoping. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. So this weekend, the Performing Arts Academy of Galesburg presents Peter Pan Jr., May 10th, Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. Friday, May 11th, it's the Choral Dynamics presenting a free screening of Footloose. On May 17th at 7 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday free summer movie series and offer a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. On June 7th, a kids-friendly double feature, the B-Movie and the Monarch Butterfly Story. Saturday, June 16th, the Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. And coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, if you're a country music fan, you're going to like this. Country music icon John Conley is coming to town. Tickets available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office.
You mentioned Galesburg. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw who was at Knox College. We got a shout-out here on the Uncle Norm's text line.
Yeah.
Knox College. They do something called Flunk Day. I'm not familiar with what that is.
All right.
But I guess
end of the year
Wednesday,
stuff.
They had something called Flunk Day, and you'll never guess our favorite rapper was there performing live.
Hoodie Allen?
Hoodie Allen, first team, bitch.
First team, bitch.
I guess he was in Galesburg.
I bet they were going out of their minds for it.
Oh, we missed out.
The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. As Dave mentioned, if you'd like to reach out to us, you can use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, all of their fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they'll replace it. Nobody else does that. And the other guys pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's is family owned and they live locally, so they're available by appointment all year round. And they're going to have two stores opening in June. Again, the one that is just outside of Milan, and one in Davenport, with more details coming very, very soon from Uncle Norm's Fireworks.
The rapper that we really enjoy in my house right now is Froggy Fresh.
Right.
He's just the greatest. And my wife, God bless her, she puts up with it. We had soccer in Peoria this weekend, and the boy and I were listening to our Froggy Fresh playlist the whole way down there.
Uh-huh.
And she puts up with it.
Yes.
It's something else. It's like... And then after about 8 or 9 songs, she's like, guys, you're killing me. Can we listen to something other than this knucklehead?
Or listen to nothing at all. I just want silence. I want silence for the next 45 minutes.
Number three.
We're just going to sit quietly.
Were you in the car? How could you know that?
Well, I just...
I got 400 houses. I got 400 mouses in 400 houses.
That's good rapping.
It's the best. He's just
he's
now,
just that's Hoodie
best.
Allen or that's Froggy Fresh?
That's Froggy Fresh. And again, I got tickets to see him. He's going to be in Davenport, but it's 19 and over the show.
Oh, that's
and,
a shame.
And yeah, the boy's just crushed by this news. Well, you'll
it's
never...
It's like he doesn't want to be a teenager bad enough, and then you do that sort of thing to
well,
him.
Well, look, it's not my rules.
Oh, I get
Froggy
it.
Froggy Fresh rules, or maybe the good people at Day Trotter.
Could be their rules.
I'm going to figure out a way for Owen to meet Froggy Fresh, though. You leave it to me.
Skype?
I'll Lucille Ball my way into getting him involved somehow. Guess which supermodel just became single?
Supermodel.
Yes. Oh, are you intrigued? And I'll tell you this, Darren, you're very intrigued.
Elle McPherson?
This is a game changer. Not Elle McPherson, although I just learned something about Elle McPherson that I didn't know.
What's that?
She dated Billy Joel before Billy Joel was with Christie Brinkley.
He was on a roll.
Good Lord, he was. Which supermodel just became single? She's back on the market.
Linda Evangelista.
No, no. These are good guesses.
She was always one of my favorites, too. Although I could tell that Linda Evangelista would have never given me the time of day.
Well, I think you'll find all supermodels are...
No, but her especially.
Yeah, right.
I just the look in her face was just like, you know, she wouldn't have... She would have looked at me and thought, that's the sort of guy that poops in high school.
Paulina Poroskova back on the
market.
Oh,
I did see that.
Her and Rick Ocasek are done. She issued a statement saying, as a bicycle, my husband and I no longer pedal in unison, so we're ditching the bicycle.
But they've got two kids, and when they're
together, they're grown kids.
When they're together, there's still a car.
What do you mean?
That's what she said in the thing as well. That basically the family, when we are still a family unit.
Mm-hmm.
So when the four of us are together, we are a car. But the two of us...
Did she feel the need to make a car metaphor
because
it's Rick Ocasek?
Yes, she did. She makes several of them in the...
Does she make a bunch of car references?
Yes, she does. Now, what is one of the most interesting things about her?
Oh, Paulina Poroskova?
Yes.
Well, I know she's a Czech beauty.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a couple of the videos, right? The Cars videos. I didn't realize she was that much younger than he is. He's like 20 years older than she is.
She completely lost her accent.
She did.
She completely lost her accent and completely adopted an American accent.
Yeah, I think that's something that we Czechs do better than any other race.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think there's something about the Bohemians. I think when we come over here, it's like...
We really adopt it, huh?
We're doing this now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's...
Because when he first met her,
she
had an accent.
Oh, yeah. I love to be in the car video for Hogan.
Yeah.
And now she's like, oh my God, totally, we're a bicycle, and now it's a car.
It's something else.
Yeah. She says, the love we have for one another is so wide and deep, it's practically intangible, and that sort of love can never disappear.
Having said that...
I'm out of here. I'm done having this creepy old bone man crawl on top of me.
I can't live with you, especially if you're not making any new music.
She's 53. He is 74 years old?
Is he 74?
Yes. Huh. I didn't realize that. He's...
So he was a star later in life.
What the hell was he doing until... He was in his 30s.
78's when the first record... 78, 79's when the first record comes out.
Right? He can't be 74.
That's 40 years ago. He was 34 when the first record came out?
That doesn't make any sense, right? I'm going to double check the math here on Richard Theodore Ocasek.
Isn't that 64?
I mean, he's 21 years older than she is.
Huh. Okay.
Well, there are sources that differ. He was either born on March 23rd, 1949, or March 23rd, 1944. So he's either 74
or 69.
Or Darren, he's 69.
Yeah,
69, dudes.
Either way,
he was almost 30 when that first record came out.
What was he doing in his 20s? I mean, I just think that I thought they were just
not eating well.
They were college kids in Boston, I thought. I didn't realize he was like a middle-aged man. Jesus. Kind of ruins those records for me.
We're going to do it this way.
Well, I mean,
I'm the only one with a mortgage. We're going to do it my way. I'm the only one who actually owns a car.
How old was Benjamin Orr when he died? That's the guy that died, right? Benjamin Orr?
Yes.
And he's the guy that sings all the really good songs.
Well, he sang on several songs, yes.
Let's Go, Drive, and Just What I Needed. Those are the three songs you need if you're
a bass player.
Right? But he sang the lead vocals on all their best-known songs.
No.
Rick Ocasek's like known as the singer of the Cars.
Rick Ocasek sang on a lot of their hits, too.
Yeah, but he didn't sing on a song that, until recently, I always thought was, I Like the Nightlight, Baby.
I Like Your Nightlight.
I Like the Nightlight, Baby. Let's see. Benjamin Orr, when he died, was 53 years old. Although, Jesus, Darren, that's almost 18 years ago.
I know it.
Wow. But what did Rick Ocasek sing that we would know?
Shake It Up.
Okay. That's not... I mean, Drive's their biggest hit.
Touch
forever,
and Go.
Forever. Touch and Go. I know that song. Nobody knows Touch and Go, though. Who sings Dangerous Type?
Probably Rick Ocasek. I don't know.
The fact that you have to say probably.
Well, their voices sound similar.
Right.
They sound similar. It's not like it's completely obvious.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Rick Ocasek, when people say like, oh, I love Let's Go and Drive and Just What I Needed, do you think he's like, I'm glad you like those songs? So, do you think he like tries to pass it off like he was the singer on those songs? Or do you think he goes out of his way to go like, yeah, that was Benjamin's song? Or does he just go, cool?
I would think he would just think it's a car song and leave it at that. Why bring it up?
Yeah, I would be like, especially if the guy
It's not died. Like going up to John Lennon and saying, I love Yesterday.
Well, he didn't care for that when you did that.
No, he didn't.
He didn't take that in stride.
Not like...
Four.
Not like the black man would have.
No. Taking it all in stride. Number four on the top five things. The Boy Scouts are no longer the Boy Scouts.
Yes, they're the Scouts of what?
They're just the Scouts. Boy Scouts are now saying, you know, we're for boys and girls.
Right.
So now we're just the Scouts. You know who's not happy about this? The Girl Scouts.
Oh.
Hey, dick move, guys. Yeah, you can be a boy or a girl and be in the
Scouts. So who's selling the cookies now?
Well, that's the thing. Girl Scouts sell the cookies.
That's the thing. It's like, no. We are staying. The cookie thing, get your grubby little male hands off of our cookies. That is ours, and you don't get a taste of that at all.
Girl Scouts sell cookies. Boy Scouts sell popcorn. And it is not cheap. Oh, boy.
And they are relentless. Oh. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Enjoy one of Capriotti's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. It'd be a great idea. A lot of graduation parties are coming up. If you're there on your own for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I like that news. Let me ask you this. Because you would know.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about? Oh, if you're going to change names and you're the Scouts,
yes.
I get it. I dig it.
But they're more than just the Scouts, right? Aren't they? Are they the Scouts of America?
It's called Scouts BSA.
What's BSA mean?
Boy Scouts of America. This is my question.
Seems like the same name.
If you're going to be doing some rebranding with the names, you got to get rid of the name We Blows. That's not still a thing, is it? We Blows.
Other groups have co-opted that name.
So
it is still in use.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't have little kids going around saying We Blows. I mean, come on. Finally, number five. You know that Conan O'Brien TBS show that nobody watches?
That's been on forever?
Yes. He just signed a new deal with TBS. And TBS is saying, we're going to take it from an hour to a half an hour.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That'll start next year. They say they're doing it so that he can do more touring.
See, now, he doesn't take this sort of news well, usually.
And
wasn't he all... He got all upset.
This is my take on Conan O'Brien. He was dealt a bad hand, and I feel like he dealt with it badly. There's this documentary where he's just whining and bitching and moaning, and he got like $100 million to not work.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's the best gig ever.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it was very easy to be kind of Team Coco, where it's like,
they pulled the rug from underneath him, and he wanted everyone to know it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that happens.
Play the Hawk Effect.
I was going to say. I was going to say, we acted a little bit more class, but we have spent the last 3.5 years pointing out how stupid that company was, and continues to be. How'd that work out for
you? Yeah, good times.
That guy, the guy whose idea that Hawk was, he got fired like 4 months after we left.
Did he?
Yeah, it wasn't long. Got fired or left before he got fired. Mm. Yeah. I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and going after the hot... We're going after the young females.
I'm still going after the young females.
This Bill Wondrum situation still has
just as unsuccessful as the Hawk.
This Bill Wondrum situation still hasn't been settled, right?
Really?
No.
Is there a standoff?
That's right.
He hasn't like barricaded himself anywhere, has he?
He is in the building with a belt. Could be explosives, could be road flares. We don't know.
You mean he's wearing a vest?
Yes.
That looks like I'll bring this whole building down?
And the Times keeps saying we don't negotiate with terrorists. It's gotten
weird. He's like, oh, that's a good rule.
Yeah, he just signed a 4-year deal with TBS to continue doing this show. That again, I
Bill
don't know.
Bill Wondrum did?
No, Conan O'Brien. Oh, sorry, I'm kind of all over the
place.
That's
right. That's what we were talking about.
Do you know anyone that watches Conan O'Brien?
What time's it on?
I don't even know. I think 10?
That's late.
9 o'clock? 10 o'clock? Might be 9 o'clock.
It's getting late.
It's an hour long. Sometimes I'll see promos for it if I happen to be on TBS for something else.
So if it's a half hour long, then are they going to be like cutting out his monologue or they get rid of Andy Richter?
He says, in his statement, he says in this release.
Why would that allow him to do more touring? That doesn't make any sense.
He still has to show up and do a show. Right.
That's a bad excuse.
He says in the statement here announcing the changes.
You would need like the whole day off to go tour somewhere, right? Or the whole week.
Well, you know, a lot of times on these shows, they'll do 2 or 3 shows in a day.
Oh.
So if he's knocking out 2 or 3 half-hour shows on Monday,
so
does 2 more on Tuesday.
3 hours as opposed to an hour and a half?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sounds like they're making up an excuse.
Sorry, I had a little Pompeii go down the wrong pipe there. He says, since I inherited my late... And I really liked Conan O'Brien until I watched that documentary. And I just thought, what a whiny jerk. I used to... he was great. And I'm sure he's still fine.
He's probably over it now. Maybe not.
He says, since I inherited my late night show in 1993, TV has changed exponentially. I like to think I have evolved with many of these changes, but now it's time to take the next step. A half-hour show will give me the time to do a higher percentage of the comedy in and out of the studio that I love, and that seems to resonate in this new digital world. Still going to be me hosting a very silly show, but I want segments on my half-hour program to link to digital content, deepening the experience for my younger fans and confusing my older ones. I don't know. So he wants to do more of like a daily show kind of thing?
Wouldn't it be easier to just say, I do what they tell me?
Or
I just do what they tell me, as long as the check's cash.
Right.
The check's cash.
Right.
I'll do what I do what they, whatever they want me to do.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We will be back tomorrow with a patron-only show.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you're a patron, you can listen to the patron-only show tomorrow, and you can also listen to anything we've ever done, and it's also brought to you by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Thanks for chiming in on the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, again, all of their fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Why drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. They have two stores coming to our area, the one just south of Milan. That'll be opening on June 1st. And then a little later in June, a location in Davenport, Uncle Norm's Fireworks. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Perfect. All right. Patron-only show tomorrow. Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keepin' it locked. Ride guys, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keepin' it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.